Bran. Mira moved in a wary circle, her net dangling loose in her left hand, the slender three-pronged frog spear poised in her right. Summer followed her with his golden eyes, turning, his tail held stiff and tall, watching, watching. Yaish! The girl shouted, the spear darting out. The wolf slid to his left and leapt before she could draw back the spear. Mira cast her net, the tangles unfolding in the air before her. Summer's leap carried him into it. He dragged it with him as he slammed into her chest and knocked her over backward. Her spear went spinning away. The damp grass cushioned her fall, but the breath went out of her with a whoosh. The wolf crouched atop her. Bran hooted. You lose. She wins, her brother Jojen said. Summer snared. He was right, Bran saw. Thrashing and growling at the net, trying to rip free, Summer was only ensnaring himself worse. Nor could he bite through. Let him out. Laughing, the reed girl threw her arms around the tangled wolf and rolled them both. Summer gave a piteous whine, his legs kicking against the cords that bound them. Mira knelt, undid a twist, pulled at a corner, tugged deftly here and there, and suddenly the dire wolf was bounding free. Summer, to me! Bran spread his arms. Watch, he said, an instant before the wolf bowled into him. He clung with all his strength as the wolf dragged him bumping through the grass. They wrestled and rolled and clung to each other, one snarling and yapping, the other laughing. In the end it was Bran, sprawled on top, the mud-spattered direwolf under him. "Good wolf!" he panted. Summer licked him across the ear. Mira shook her head.
"Does he never grow angry?"
"Not with me." Bran grabbed the wolf by his ears, and Summer snapped at him fiercely. But it was all in play.
"Sometimes he tears my garb, but he's never drawn blood."